听力课堂,听class.com.
Hello everybody and welcome to JustVocabulary.com, the show that helps you to improve your vocabulary wherever you are. And today's two words,
dissuade
and
eschew.
And at the end of the show, we'll review a word and we'll announce today's flashcard winner. But the first word for today is
dissuade.
There was really nothing anyone could do to dissuade Lisa from going on the dangerous trip.
Dissuade.
After a long talk, Mark was able to dissuade Joanne from marrying the man who had been unfaithful to her.
Dissuade.
The bad review did not dissuade me from seeing the movie.
Dissuade.
It's a verb and it's spelled D-I-S-S-U-A-D-E.
Dissuade.
What does it mean? Dissuade means to convince or persuade someone not to do something. To dissuade means to persuade someone not to take a particular course of action. Another example, my parents tried to dissuade me from flying.
Dissuade.
The most common use of dissuade is to dissuade someone from doing something. Dissuade is the opposite of persuade. Some synonyms, to discourage or divert, and to antonyms, encourage or persuade. Okay, brilliant. Let's move on to our second word of the day.
Eschew.
Eschew, sometimes also pronounced as
eschew.
Eschew. But we're going to stick with our first pronunciation.
Eschew.
Eschew. In an attempt at self-transformation, Phil strived to eschew mistakes he made in the past.
Eschew.
Ever since Frank stopped drinking alcohol, he has eschewed any party where he knew drinks were being served.
Eschew.
Bill decided to eschew his friend's bachelor's party as he knew it would be wild and his wife would not approve.
Eschew.
Eschew is spelled E-S-C-H-E-W.
Eschew.
And what does it mean? Eschew, which is a verb, means to intentionally avoid something, especially on moral or practical grounds. It means to avoid doing or using something on principle or as a matter of course. Well, I hear you're thinking, what is the difference with avoid? Well, eschew is stronger, more dramatic than avoid. Use eschew to make a statement about keeping away from something out of principle. Another example, Mark eschewed political involvement. Okay, some synonyms, evade, shun, or abstain, and two antonyms, choose or embrace. Okay, that means it's time for a review question.
Enervate.
Do you know what the verb enervate means?
Enervate.
Enervate means to weaken somebody either physically or mentally. Here's a short example sentence. Elizabeth's marathon debut was successful, but even more enervating than she had expected. And that's it already for today's episode. I'd like to thank you for listening. Your feedback on the show or comments are always welcome. You can email me at justvocabulary@gmail.com. Oh, and I almost forgot, today's flashcard winner is Emily. Congratulations. More information about our iPod and cell phone study tools, go to justvocabulary.com.